This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a Focus and Amplify study of the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. The focus we identified was acquiring the prize of life. For you to acquire the prize of life, you will need to pursue some things listed in the first four verses. Let's amplify the focus by reflecting on these things. First, you must accept your father's words. The implication is that they would be based on God's word, the Bible. They become your blueprint for the pursuit. Accept what God says as your guide. In fact, memorize what he says. That's what it means to store up my commands within you. Articulate them and listen to them. They are the source of wisdom. Commit yourself to learning by applying your heart to understanding. It doesn't come easily. And if you hit a blank in your thinking, call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding. The picture is one in which you pray intensely. This reminds me of what James says in chapter 1, verse 5 of his epistle. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. When you pray in this way, you need to look for God's answer as though it is like silver, and search for it as if it were hidden treasure. Many Christians don't acquire the prize because they're not reading and storing God's word in their hearts. They're not committed to listening and learning. They're not seeking God earnestly in prayer. Nor are they keeping their eyes open to see what God is giving in answer to their prayers. No wonder they miss the prize of life. Reflect further on those first four verses of Proverbs 2.